Who are you? Who are you? A lot of times we define ourselves based off of the team that we prefer to cheer for. A lot of times we associate our identity with maybe our political party, what we like, what we don't like. We associate our identity with the team that we belong to, with the things that we do. And it's really tempting, honestly, even as a Catholic priest, to kind of fall into this camp and to live in this sphere. Father Luke, who are you? Well, I'm an associate pastor at the world's best Catholic parish, and I'm an assistant vocation director of the world's best archdiocese. I define myself by what I do. And Jesus draws near to us today to remind us, Father Luke, your spiritual sons and daughters, that is not who you are. You are not, the core of who you are is not revealed in what you prefer or don't prefer, who you cheer for or don't cheer for, who you vote for or don't vote for. Your identity has nothing to do with the mission with which you live your life. In America, we associate ourselves with what we do, earn, achieve, accomplish, or fail to do, earn, achieve, accomplish. We are very mission-driven, mission-focused people in the United States of America. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But what happens when the mission is failing? What happens when things aren't going well? A lot of times we associate our identity with the mission. I'm a doctor, and so my identity is tied to whether or not I'm a good doctor. I'm good at what I do. I own a business, and so my identity and my peace and my freedom and joy is tied to whether or not the business is successful. I work. This is what I do. This is who I am. I am a husband. I am a father. And so my identity is tied to whether or not the mission is being accomplished. And Jesus reminds us today, sons and daughters of God, that is not who you are. Because the core of your identity is not mission. The core of your identity flows from a relationship. A lot of times in America, we live mission, which dictates our identity, which then reveals the relationships that we have with other people. But in the Christian life, what we are reminded of in a special way today on Good Shepherd Sunday is that the first and greatest truth in our life flows from a relationship. Who am I? I am the son and the friend of a father who knows me, who loves me, and who has laid down his life for me. That's who I am. Did you hear in the gospel today when Jesus spoke to you? I know you. I love you. And I freely choose to lay down my life for you. Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we hear Jesus professing his love for us, and we're kind of tempted to hold that at arm's length. Oh, well, that's really nice that Jesus does that, and Jesus kind of like loves humanity, but Jesus doesn't really have the time of day to give me the gift of his attention. If Jesus knew the truth about who I was, he would kind of back away quickly. Well, brothers and sisters, I want to invite you to hear again what Jesus told us in the gospel today. Jesus says, I know you. I know my sheep. He doesn't say, I know about my sheep. He doesn't say, I know the good things that my sheep do for me. Jesus reminds us in the gospel today, I know you. How do you react to that? You don't have a roof over your life. No human being has a roof over their life. God made us and knows us better than we know ourselves. How do we react to that? Ooh, gosh, God sees it all. Yuck, gross. Ooh, disgusting. God, if you really saw it, you would run away quickly. And so Jesus delivers then another beautiful bomb for us. Not only do I know the totality of who you are, I made you. I know warts and all the story of who you are, how you've been wounded. I know you. And then Jesus goes on to say, and I love you. I don't love your performance. I don't love the Instagram Catholic life that you just, you know, reveal living in a way that says, oh, I got it all together. I'm a great Catholic. I pray the rosary and I do all the things. Jesus isn't impressed by your performance. He doesn't love the performance. He loves me. He knows the truth of my woundedness, and yet he speaks to me the amazing truth of my belovedness. Do I acknowledge that the Son of God knows me? And do I acknowledge that I do not need to perform for the Son of God because he knows and sees the totality of who I am? and yet he speaks the truth of his love to me and for me. Sometimes we come to Mass and we come kind of like, God doesn't really ever talk to me. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm going to invite you to pay attention at the words of consecration today. When Jesus speaks through his shepherd that he has raised up in 2024, his priest, when Jesus speaks through his priest and he says, "This is my body, which is given up for all y'all." No, Jesus is not Texan. Jesus is particularly in love with each and every one of us. And so with the words of consecration, the Lord God is going to speak to you through his priest. "I see you, I know you, and I lay down my life for you. This is my heart, this is my life, this is my very body, and it is for you." Do you hear the Good Shepherd speak to you every time you come to Mass? Every time you come to the sacrament of reconciliation, "I absolve you. I baptize you. This is my life and my body, and it is for you." Brothers and sisters, the truth of the Christian life is that our identity flows from a relationship with the Shepherd who sees us, who loves us, who invites us to follow him and to live as members of his flock. A flock that he does not judge, a flock that he does not come to speak condemnation to, a flock that he lays down his life for. Because the wolves in this world today are so powerful, you and I don't have the power to outspend them, to outrun them, to outfight them. We need a shepherd to protect us, to nourish us, to strengthen us, and to lead us home. And so I invite you to allow this Good Shepherd to perhaps change a little bit about how you think of yourself, how you speak to yourself, how you would maybe define yourself. Because the truth of his knowledge of you, of his love for you, and of his willingness to lay down his life for you is what defines every human life. Not what I like or don't like, not what I do or don't do, not what I'm good at or what I fail at, how I've accomplished, how I've wounded other people. The sum of my identity is God the Father's love for me that is revealed in Jesus, his Son. Every human being's life flows from God's love for them. We actually can't even know ourselves as human beings without first acknowledging we didn't create ourselves. We literally are the product of a God who has spoken us into existence, who has created us, and who desires to nourish us, to free us, to teach us, and to lead us into the fullness of joy. And so, brothers and sisters, the truth of who we are flows from our invitation to live friendship with the Good Shepherd today. As this Good Shepherd laid down his life for his sheep 2,000 years ago, he wasn't thinking about how mean the Romans were. He wasn't thinking about, oh, what a victim he was. The day that Jesus went to lay down his life for you and me, who was he thinking of? You and I. Because we are the friends of a God who knows us and who loves us perfectly. Even though we wouldn't exist for 2,000 more years, the Son of God thought of you and he fought for you on that day that he walked to Calvary and he laid down his life for you. Why would he do this? Because he knows us and he loves us. Not in our performance, not in our pride or our perfection. He loves us. Do I know this? And is this where I rest? Is this where I find life and joy and freedom and healing throughout the struggles and burdens of the week? Or do I chase after other names? Because brothers and sisters, we heard in the first reading today that there is no salvation through any other name. A lot of times in our pain and our anxiety, we run to the name Google. We run to the holy name Facebook, Instagram. We run to the holy name Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Patrick Mahomes, this celebrity, Taylor Swift. There, I gave her a shout out right after her album came out. What name do I seek refuge and freedom and healing in? What relationship do I look for to define me? It's not my marriage. It's not my fatherhood. It's not my work. It's the love of the Good Shepherd for me. Relationship with him establishes and guarantees every human being's identity. This identity cannot be earned or accomplished or achieved or redefined. This identity is given, not earned. And it is offered to every human being by the Son of God who sees us, who loves us, and who lays down his life for us. And so I would invite you to take a page out of the playbook of Simon Peter in preaching his homily in the first reading this morning. What did he tell us? Well, he told us, and then we heard it again in the responsorial psalm, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. When I am doing the building, when I am earning, I am accomplishing, I am achieving, my identity is what I do, what I accomplish, what I build, I will always miss Jesus. The stone rejected by the builders is truly the cornerstone. And so the mission of the Christian life is not to earn, accomplish, achieve, have it all figured out. The mission of the Christian life is to know who I am and to allow my life to be lived increasingly in communion with the Good Shepherd who knows me, who loves me, and who lays down his life for me. Stop building and start living. Life, freedom, healing flows from the holy name of this shepherd who now draws near to us again to remind us he sees us, he loves us, he lays down his life for us, and he literally is going to give each and every one of us his heart again this day. That's how much he knows you. That's how perfectly he loves you. And that's how much he trusts you and I. I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. I know them and I call them by name. This is my life. This is my heart. This is my very body. And it is for you.